Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1, Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg. You can watch the show on Twitch, YouTube Live, all of that. We want to talk college football playoff rankings. We realize this is an exercise in futility. This is going to change. There's a lot of football still left to be played. But it's interesting, the first college football playoff rankings of a year, because you start to get a sense of what the committee values, right? And three things stuck out to me, John. The first is something I think people are sleeping on. The Big Ten is in pole position for the five seed. What the hell does that mean? Five seed. Five seed's really important. Five seed means you play the 12, the worst playoff team, and you get it on your college campus. If you win that game, and you're going to be like two touchdown favorites, you then get the worst power conference champion in the 5-4 matchup. So you have a big advantage to make the semifinal as the five seed. And right now, the Big Ten has number one and number two. Right now, Ohio State would be the five seed. If they were to lose in the Big Ten title, they'd have a second loss. But so would the SEC champ,
right,
or so would the SEC runner-up. The Big Ten is in a great position to grab the five seed. That was the biggest takeaway I had, and I don't think people have mapped it out that far. I think that's a huge storyline.
So the matchups are Boise State, Ohio State, then the first round. That's 12-5 matchup.
And if
that's why you're talking about the advantage of being that five seed. If you're not going to be 1-4 and get the bye, five is a big-time seed.
And then if you win that, you would play BYU as of right now.
Correct.
Which is a great spot for Ohio State.
Yep.
Exactly.
The 8-9 matchup is Indiana at 9, Tennessee at 8.
And that was another takeaway we both shared, which was, where was Indiana going to be?
Right. And they trust me, if they keep winning, they're going to continue to move up. And ultimately, they will have that opportunity to be in the top four and get the bye if they can beat Ohio State. That's simply what it's going to come down to.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to like shed tears knowing that the 12-team playoff gives them ample chances to earn their way to the highest seed possible. Hell, if they went out, they'll be the one seed. But I did find it a little insulting to the Hoosiers that they're as far back as they are. Michigan a year ago, undefeated, had played nobody and was the number three team in America.
Right.
I think that's doing, either that was preferential treatment to Michigan or a disservice to Indiana, but it's got to be one or the other.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's brand. And Alabama, Texas, 11-6 matchup. That one will happen as it stands right now in Austin, which I think everybody would love seeing that game.
And that was my third takeaway, that Alabama, a two-loss team, is in the playoff today.
You have a problem with that?
Well, SMU's a one-loss team. I would have SMU in right now. Greg Palm had SMU in over Alabama, and I thought he did a good job with it.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you agree with Greg.
He's got a big brain.
He does have a big brain.
Very smart guy. Here's my thought on it, and I know it's Alabama.
Kid!
It's the SEC. I get
it's
it.
It's amazing you can stand up.
But, John, is the SEC the SEC? Like, I've seen Ole Miss lose to unranked Kentucky. I've seen LSU lose to unranked South Carolina. I've seen Alabama lose to not a playoff top 25 school
right
in Vanderbilt. I've seen the SEC show cracks and weaknesses. Hell, even Georgia's flirting with Florida last week,
right,
struggling against a third-string Gator quarterback. My point would be the SEC has been great. I don't know is great. The committee backed that up by putting the Big Ten in better seating. And I think Alabama just existing, participating in the SEC, you don't get a participation trophy. I would have SMU ahead of them right now.
Jim, I do want to point out one thing. The four examples you are citing are SEC teams playing against other SEC teams. So right. What do you want to believe? Do you want to believe that, oh, this conference is so tough, anybody can beat anybody? Or do you want to believe that, you know, it's like this hodgepodge mess that I don't know what to make heads or tails of?
From the head himself.
Yeah, more of that one.
So the other matchup in the first round. That's all right. Notre Dame, Penn State. And I think that would be a great matchup.
Someone's got to win.
Somebody has to win in a top-ranked matchup. But here's what I we didn't discuss the first time.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned SMU.
Yeah.
They put the first team out and the second team out.
Yes.
First team out is SMU. Second team out, Texas A&M. I think there's certainly a world where Texas A&M plays themselves into, because they're going to play Texas.
Yep.
Plays themselves into the college football playoffs. I also think there's certainly a route for SMU to play themselves into the college football playoffs. Even the only problem with SMU or for SMU is the loss to BYU that they had earlier in the season, and they're going to have to win the ACC.
Yeah,
they're going to be there because of the opponents they play right now.
Yes.
But they're going to have to win out. Not only they have three games, regular season games left, they'll win those. I believe that they will. They're also going to have to beat Miami in the ACC title game.
And in that scenario, the ACC could get two teams, which would kick out potentially the fourth SEC school. As of right now, you have eight teams in from the Big Ten and the SEC. No, I mean, there's no faux outrage. There shouldn't be any outrage at all right now, because that's why we went to a 12-team playoff. So it wouldn't be outrageous. SMU, if they don't like it, win out and you're in. Texas A&M could, by the way, win out, win the SEC, and get a bye week still. So there's no outrage if you're one of the teams left out. Just go win the games. I mean, that's the beauty of this 12-team playoff. It's why I feel like I'm more invested in the sport than I ever have. I know that's not the case with some people here locally.
Well, yeah, because, okay, Michigan is irrelevant.
Yeah.
The state of Michigan is irrelevant in the college football playoffs. Now, they could have a hand, like if Michigan finds some magic this weekend and they beat Indiana, they can have a hand in the college football playoffs. But they don't get to participate. Michigan State, they're going to play teams where a loss versus all this stuff is, yes, they could be a part of the conversation of how it all shakes out. But in large part, state of Michigan is irrelevant. As a college football fan, I think this is so entertaining and so energizing from an era coming out of the 4-team playoff where if you were the one or two team in a 4-team playoff, it was kind of decided. You felt like it was decided as to who was going to be the champ and who was going to play in the national championship game. Looking at these 12 teams, I'm not going to run through the entire list, but can you tell me definitively who you think is going to play in the championship game?
No, not definitively.
And so, okay, we may have favorites. Like, okay, I think Oregon's the best team in the country.
Miami's got an offense. And
but
sure,
if Oregon has to play, as it sets up right now, Oregon would play either Indiana or Tennessee in their quarterfinal game, and then they would play one of three teams, Boise State, Ohio State, BYU. We kind of believe that would be a rematch of Oregon and Ohio State.
Could be a third time playing them, and can you beat them three straight?
Well, that's the question. Can you beat them two straight? I mean, that game came right down to the edge.
And if it's not Ohio State, it's because Boise has won two different games and clearly is a problem, or BYU beat somebody again of note, and they're clearly a problem. You have to earn it. That's the beauty of this system, is there's no more, I think they're better by my eye test. The eye test is going to be your eyes looking at the scoreboard, and the team with more points is going to move on.
But if you like not knowing who the winner at the end is, like you don't sit there and I'm going to read the final chapter before I read the book.
Right.
Like, this is unbelievably entertaining because the parity has never been greater in college football.
Do you guys agree with this? Like, John and I like this. I know locally maybe interest is down, but just be honest. Do you like, are you more invested in college football or less invested? 248-539-9797. If you have some takeaways from the first playoff reveal, we'll get to those. It's 97.1.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.